Well, by way of introduction, the title of that song is Let Me Into Your World. And that's by our guest on this journey. And that is what Lynn and I are going to attempt right now. So, Jacqueline, welcome on board the Soul Train all the way from New York City.
Oh, you're welcome. Very happy to be here. And that song was a co-write with me and Lee Jones. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Jacqueline, Lynn is going to take over now because I have nothing to do with cooking. Okay, so over to Lynn B.
Hi, Jackie. It's Lynn speaking.
Hi, Lynn. Yeah. Great to talk with you. Thank
yes.
you so much for having me here.
Yeah, welcome to Casey. Welcome to Paul. Welcome to Cape Town.
Yes, happy, and I hope to visit someday too.
Yes, yeah. You should.
Sure.
Jackie, as I said to Neil, you are such an incredible, talented, a woman of many. You are a chef, musician, storyteller, comedian, and you're from New York, the Big Apple. What more can you tell me about yourself? Is there anything else?
Well, I guess as people say there's a lot to me. You know, I have different interests and whatnot, and these are things I focus on with the music, comedy, and the food, because it's. It's something that I enjoy and takes up a good amount of time for me. So I really enjoy those things. And love the journey every day of doing full time.
Jacqueline, is this your stage name? Because you're Jackie, Jacqueline? Okay. Well, we have passengers. We don't have listeners. We have passengers on the train. So you are riding with us on the train, on the Soul Train. All right. So, as we all know that you are a chef musician, but I'm only going to touch one topic, and that's your book as a chef. While you launched the book, what inspired you to write this book?
Sure. So I had started cooking when I was about 15 years old, and started to work with spices in the kitchen and really honed and developed my spices over time, blending different ingredients and spices and figuring out, what types of spices go with different foods. Because in various foods, there's a staple of ingredients that's needed for each type of cuisine.
Yeah.
So when I was 15, that's something that I started to explore. And then it just over the years, evolved. And I had visited many restaurants, had also been overseas to a number of countries and took cooking classes in Sicily as well. And so my abilities to taste food were there really at an early age, that I could taste the minute differences between, if you gave me five dishes, I could taste the minute differences between each one. So I had that ability in me. And then as I, went to different restaurants and tried different types of dishes, I developed my own dishes, new recipe. Mm-hmm. I did recipe development also for a company that was serving over 600 meals in an hour, catering to hotels and restaurants, and asked me, and the chefs there, one was an executive chef at a big chain of restaurants, and another one was executive chef, and I think won awards and everything, and he asked me to do recipe development. And so I did, I made jambalaya, which is not in my ebook, but this was after the fact, after I published it. And then, he wanted me to do recipe development, him and his coordinator. But I, as far as the book being inspired, I have decided to put this ebook together because I posted photos of my cooking on various social media sites, and people came back to me and they loved the photos. Mm-hmm. They're like, wow, what's that recipe? And that sort of thing. So, it inspired me. One day I woke up and I said, I should really put any cookbook together. But I didn't want it to just be a cookbook. I wanted it to be something interesting. And this is why I created this e-cookbook with comedy stories, because I had this talent with comedy over the years. Like, I took improv and acting. I was in high school plays. And so I wanted it to be interesting with stories, corporate comedy stories that I could tell. People thought it was funny over the years. They're like, oh, you tell spontaneous stories.
You're funny.
Yes. And so that was the area that I thought, okay, I'm going to develop this. It took me a long time to try to, you know, get all the stories in. And, you know, it took to just get everything and organized together. And so between the food and the comedy stories and then also the music, which is specifically for this ebook, people will not find it on YouTube or anywhere like that. This is specifically for the ebook. You know, I have snippets a little bit on my website for examples, but yeah, so it inspired me to put something together that was going to be musical, interactive, with interesting how you could have like sort of a show in a kitchen, like it's like a dinner show in a kitchen, really, where people can enjoy themselves, they can host a party, they can sing along with some of the recipes. I did character voices also, so there's like characters that I created in this ebook. It's like a book of short plays as well within the ebook, and so each person has there's a character in each persona, and so people can sing along with some recipes, they can you know, read the stories, they can have fun with the stories and cooking, and it just gives people a way and an outlet to have fun in a kitchen and have entertainment without having to go anywhere.
So you want to tell me, if you invite myself, Neil and myself, for dinner, you can cook, we can have a live show, we do have a storyteller, and we have a musician, a comedian.
I cook. I mean, I have my food handler certificate, so under a chef.
Okay.
If there's a chef, let's say at a commercial kitchen, there's a chef, you know, who's doing that, you know, serving food. I can cook under a chef, for example, because I have a food handler certificate from the National Restaurant Association. So, you know, it's a nice thing to be able to enjoy this sort of thing, you know, and have fun with it.
Jackie, you have so many cuisines. How did you decide on which dishes you would want to put together for this book? How did you decide?
I wanted to do the things that the recipes that I did best, that I knew how to do best. And of course, I started to develop even more cuisines outside of the ebook. But because I had the ability to cook many different types of cuisines and make them authentic and well, I decided I had to choose, you know, I was choosing which recipes had come out the finest, which tasted good, which was perfect for the ebook. So I did that. So I put together this whole, various repertoire of recipes. So there's Greek, Italian, Spanish, Mexican, Thai, Moroccan, Cajun, French, Indian. There's Japanese food.
So have you visited all these countries?
Not all of the countries, but I've been to a number of restaurants.
Yeah,
so I know like the different restaurants, but I have gone to a number of countries.
Yeah. Okay. Now, how do you combine your love for food with music? Do you sing while you cook, or do you cook while you sing?
You can. You can sing while you cook. You can.
You can cook while you sing.
you can sing while you cook. So that's the beauty of it. There's even sound effects in the music, and so there's like, you know, you can hear like dishes crashing or something happening in the kitchen.
Yeah.
But really, really fun stuff, you know, that happens in the kitchen on some of the music.
Yeah.
And there's even international music as well. So there's French, Italian, Greek, and Spanish music. There's some instrumental, you know, music within, like the Spanish music is one, you know, people said is wonderful. It is instrumental, but I have, you know, a number of, there's a number of other types of music where it's, you know, there's vocals. And again, there's some instrumentals, but there's vocals too. And, but yeah, people can have fun in the kitchen. They can sing along with some of the recipes and just have a good time.
And you're good in both, eh? You're a phenomenal woman, really. It's Women's Month.
Thank you.
And you were interviewed by so many radio stations and television shows, and one I've noticed that you were like a cover girl on a magazine. Am I right? Readerzine in 2024. Is that right?
I mean, I was on the cover of the magazine Readerzine. I was on that cover. That was by I'm sure you heard of CSB Television. They had asked me to be on the magazine cover to feature me, which is amazing. I have not CBS, CFC.
Yeah, CBS is like a logo of yellow and red or something?
I think so. I'd have to take a look, but somewhere like that. But they had interviewed me, for their TV show, and then also then asked me if I wanted to be in their magazine, which was fantastic. And then
that's amazing.
After that, now I have other magazines. I'll be in the near future too.
Yeah, and Jackie, your favorite dish? I know that's a very difficult question to answer. Do you pass?
Yes, it is. It's hard to say because I love Mexican food and I love Thai food, and pad Thai is definitely one of my favorites. But then I love Italian food as well. Yeah. I mean, I love all of them, but Italian food, there's so many different variations that you can even tweak the recipes. Like, you know, if I did, for example, something with chicken and peppers, you can tweak the recipes to put a cream sauce together or something, some meat inside. So Italian dishes that I've cooked in there, you know, I've made a lasagna and pizza and just pasta dishes, you know, where, you know, there's a creamy, was in my uncle performances and the recipes. It's a creamy mushroom marsala.
Oh, I love mushrooms.
Yeah, and the Marsala wine, and just wonderful, you know, so many different types of ways to make Italian food. And once the sauce is made, like, I know tomato sauce is very variable. So you can turn it into a cream sauce. You can turn it into a meat sauce. So that's what I love about tomato sauce. It's so flexible, and that's what I love. And then other things that I cook, too, you know, I love making Thai food, you know, for example. So and outside of pad Thai that I've made, for example, in the ebook, I made a peanut soup. So there was a peanut
that's
soup
interesting.
I made. Yeah, it was really nice. It was a Thai
soup. So you have soup dishes, because as Africans, we love soup.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, we love soup.
Yeah. Yes, I do have soups in there. Some soups I have, various types of things. I have salads, some soups. I have some desserts, and then main cuisines. I also have, things like, I think there's appetizers or, you know, like brunches and breakfast, you know, items as well.
Yeah. You created an interactive cookbook that blends international recipes. As you said, you travel all over the world. Are you planning to come to South Africa with your book? We would love to have you here.
I would love to come there.
We will teach you how to braai a barbecue.
Wow. I have family that lived in Pretoria.
Is it? Wow.
Yes.
That's amazing.
I don't know if they're, I think there's...
Are they on the train? We should send Neil down and see if they're on the train.
We should. But I have some relatives who are from Pretoria, and some, I think some may still be there. So, yeah, I would definitely love to visit. It's a great place. I've read so much about it, heard so much about it, and it's an exciting place, really it is. And I hope you come to New York someday. You and Neil.
Definitely. We already got an invitation last week from JJ, and we might come to New York.
Please do, and come visit me. I would love that.
We would love to see New York. Jackie, we're almost at the end of our conversation, because Neil is patiently waiting for you on the other side of the train. It takes qualities, determination, strength, and perseverance, and you have done it all. You are a real woman of God, I would say. You're so talented.
How would you describe
yourself?
I would say that, you know, I balance things. I'm someone who balances life. You know, I feel like life is a dance. It's a balance in so many aspects of your life, whether you're cooking, whether you're trying to figure out food that you're going to eat, whether you're trying to, get together music. It's really a balance of different flavors, different ways to combine elements that makes for a great combination of things. And that's how I describe me, is that I have this knack for balance and figuring out what blends in the right, in a very good way.
Yeah, yeah. Jackie, it's so sad to say that we have come to the to this conversation with your book. We really appreciate having you on the train. It was lovely speaking to you, and remember, you are an amazing, amazing woman. I will be handing you over to in the capable hands of Neil B, who's going to take you to take this journey further with you, with your music, as you are a musician as well.
I appreciate you so much.
It was nice speaking to you, Jackie.
You as well. I hope to meet you. Thank you very much.
I will see you in New York.
For sure. I love that.
I give you over to Neil B.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi, Neil.
Listen, I hear Lynn saying that we will visit New York, so you better just check for a blue dinghy going past there. You know, we might just get off course and land up in Canada or somewhere. Okay.
Without Google. Without Google Maps.
Yeah, we don't have Google Maps on the boat. Anyway, Jackie, we spoke before already. I think I know you now for, 2 weeks. 2 weeks ago we met. And like Lynn said, you're an amazing woman. But I want to ask you one question before we start. Is your husband close?
Right now? No.
Is he not close? Okay, then I can say this.
Yeah.
Then I can say this.
But I'm close.
We're not worried with you now. Check in. Listen, my mother used to teach me when I was a young man, the way to a man's heart is through his stomach.
Yeah.
And Shakespeare taught me that when music be the food of love, play on and give me excess of it. And you satisfy both needs.
Both.
at the same time. So, yeah.
My music has, it really relates to people in various ways. I mean, I know that, it's relevant to whatever, like in terms of how people experience it in their own way, in the different ways. And it's interesting to hear, how people take that in, the music and really experience my music.
Yeah. So you are a woman so close to a man's heart. I envy your husband, but don't tell him, please.
I will tell him.
Okay, Jackie, I'm going to say Jackie because I'm scared I'm going to say Jacqueline.
Jacqueline,
yeah. We heard now that you started cooking when you were 15, but your music, when did your love for music, when did that take place in your life?
Yeah, so when I was 9 years old, my parents bought me an organ, and it wasn't 88 keys. It was a very tiny organ, which I got to, well, not tiny, but it was a good size, just not 88 keys. And I was experimenting on the organ to figure out different chord progressions and trying to figure out what I liked and what didn't work. And over time, I was able to develop, different types of skills with, coming up with chord progressions. And from that organ to piano, buying a piano later, I was able to really develop and hone my skills and practice, and made the conservatory of music at Brooklyn College my second time around in opera. And at the age of 10, my dad discovered that I could sing. So he started to have me imitate, very well-known musicians and artists, and they're very famous. And I found my own voice later, but it was from the techniques that I learned, early on, and then understanding, how, when I took voice lessons, how it all came together, having been through, R&B lessons and, jazz lessons and jazz improvisation. And that's where I learned so much when I was in jazz improvisation, because they combined the songwriting skills with the actual, vocal skills. And it was this combination that was so powerful, because she would play a chord progression and go around the room with a group and have each person sing the next notes in a very complex jazz chord. And it was so interesting, and I think it evolved my ear so much that I started to create my own chord progressions on piano, and from there started to write music. But then I was an arranger of music. I could then notice that I could do now, you know, more than 25 instruments and sync them up together, like different patterns of instruments.
It's amazing.
And it was from my earlier experiences, you know, listening to a lot of music. I listened to a lot of different types of music, and I'm able to create my own chordal patterns, my own instrumental patterns for many instruments, and then I put it together in such a way that it's a track that that has gone from here, from my studio, to radio.
Yeah, that's quite a talent. And any formal training?
Formal training, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I had vocal training. Mm. I had vocal training when I was back in college. I had opera training. Mm. I had R&B training. I had pop R&B training and R&B training. And I had also piano lessons. And then I took some conservatory courses, so theory ear training. I've taken that in school. So it got my ear definitely developed. But yeah, some formal training. I was self-taught. I am self-taught, but I have had some training over the years, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was actually going to ask you, that are you self-taught when it comes to the instruments? And you just answered that question. Your dad, apparently, a little birdie, whispered in my ear that your dad had a big influence on your early life, let me put it that way, encouragement.
Say that again?
Your dad had a big influence in your early life.
He did.
Where music was concerned.
He's the one who found out that I had this musical capability. He really discovered me. He discovered my ability to write. And then he loved my music later. You know, unfortunately, he passed away back in 2006, it was. But, he passed away. But he did. He was the one to bring out my talents. And, you know, later on, it exposed me to classical music. And, you know, I would write songs, and he would tell me how much he loved them.
You know the difference in your story, and that's what's interesting, because you find so many, especially female artists, I found out that their careers always started in the church choir. You went a completely different way. And
I was in choirs too. I did sing in choirs. Yes, I did. So it was great. And so, that experience is great. And, you know, working with a classical piano player, and, you know, that was, you know, that also was, you know, more of how, you know, evolved my ear became with, you know, being able to sing in a choir and recognize the harmonics as well and notes too.
Yeah. Lynn asked you about singing while you're cooking and cooking while you're singing. What I'm curious to know is, you know, is how do you compose a song? In other words, you're probably sitting in cooking or standing in cooking, and a melody pops up. Is that how it works?
That's a really good question. That's a very good question. So, sometimes, you know, sometimes I could be in the shower and thinking of a melody.
Like all of
and
us.
And then singing the melody. And in my mind, I'm thinking of the background instruments. Like I'll think of the saxophone part and I'll think of the bass line in my head. So sometimes it happens like off the, you know, in out of the air. Like I'll just think of a melody. I'll think of a bass line. I'll think of a string part. I'll think of, you know, different types of instruments that could work. And sometimes what I would do is, in the past, I would think of, okay, I have now the bass line, and I would do this by ear, and I wouldn't even play a note in the keyboard. I would just do this by ear, like put something recorded into my phone. Sometimes if I'm at the keyboard, then I do it. But if I just happen to be somewhere else and I need to record that so I don't forget it, I just have my phone and I would record a part into the phone, and I would say, okay, wow, let me see how now I have a bass line. Let me see how the string works with that. Mm-hmm. And then I record the string part. Mm-hmm. And so it would just be this whole thing. And then I would go and try it out on the keyboard, and then layer the track on a program and then put another layer of music or another pattern of another instrument and then see how they work together. And then it would be a building process of how these instruments all work together. So it could be, 24, 25 instruments or more, and then you're lining them up, trying to figure out how they all work together and sound good, because you don't want something to sound muddy. You really want something to sound like an orchestra, especially, doing a film piece, you want something to sound like, some orchestration, depending on the film or how many instruments you're going to do. But, to get a fuller sound. And one time I remember being in the studio and producing my own track, and I was in another studio with an audio engineer, and I did all the parts. And I went through, for example, I was going through drum sounds to find which drum sounds were going to work with the other drums. So I had to go through, I went through thousands of drums just to get the one sound. And then it was amazing, to have to go through that. And then it actually lined up really well, and I think it was one of the best tracks I've ever done. And it was back in the 90s, and it was I had come up with something that is very 90s sounding, but it was drums that had a great beat, but I was going through different drum sounds to get the right ones that fit together.
Jackie, your versatility comes out to me. It stands out when I look at the genres that you compose, or what you're not bound to, to a certain genre. You go across the board, So yeah, that's interesting.
Many, yeah, and that's because I think that I was exposed to a lot of genres, over the years, from smooth jazz to funk to dance music to EDM. And so I can write in various genres, and depending on the music, I can even write Broadway style, or if someone asks me to write ragtime, or I can do old jazz, traditional jazz. I can do classical. And I having the music all around me from being, when I was 9 years old and to now, it's like, I have a lot of different genres to, I have a bank of genres in my head to choose from, to pick and choose from.
Yeah, I'm actually sweating here when I look at your CV or your resume, that you also do film and television work. Composing, composing.
I've been on television. I haven't done television work myself in terms of the work, but I've been on television interviews.
Oh, so you didn't compose music for television series or something like that?
Oh, I had music licensed at the Cannes Film Festival in 13 countries.
Yep, that's what I'm talking about. Okay.
Oh, that, yeah.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
The film festival.
Yep.
At the Cannes Film Festival, at the time I was with a record label. Now I'm independent, but the record label licensed the music in 13 countries to the Cannes Film Festival, which was such a great thing, to happen. So very, very exciting thing, But I mean, I've done demos for jingles and things like that, that for other producers and whatnot. One producer was working with a network, but I did like a jingle for him, and so I've had those types of things. But yeah, mostly my music falls into the film category, I would say. Some of the things I can do jingles. I did a jingle recently for a company, but most of what I do is more in the film side of things.
Films.
In terms of that. But then I do smooth jazz and R&B and dance and a lot of genres. Yeah.
I came across an interesting passage while I was researching you. You don't mind me for doing that.
You call it stalking.
While I stalked you. Okay, Lynn says while I stalked you. I had to stalk you. I only know you for 2 weeks. So this passage really, it struck me. It says, and this is what you say. You say, music connects people across lands and sets the mood and ambience of both the physical environment and the spirituality of the soul. Music has the power to transport us to another time and place. Now that to me is what the soul train is all about. You know, when we start our journey, we have passengers on board that's in the sick bay. But by the end of the program, the end of the journey, they are right up front in the jazz lounge. You know.
So, yes.
So yeah, music speaks to your soul, and that's where the name comes from, the soul train, you know. And but you've also probably, I know specifically one, we're not going to mention names, you also co-wrote a song with how shall I put it, with, I didn't put that on the playlist, but I think you know what song we're talking about, that you wrote with somebody that's connected to a very, very popular group. How did that come about?
You were going to say the group. I'm sorry. Can you say that again? The group you were talking about before.
I didn't want to mention the group, but it's somebody that was involved with the Commodores.
Oh, yes.
We're not going to mention his name.
So Jeff Medina. So I had been on Facebook, and I came across Jeff's name. He's wonderful. I've written songs with Jeff, and he plays amazing guitar. I'm so proud of him, and we decided to write together. I know he was on tour at the time that I reached out to him, and I have always loved the Commodores from way back when.
Who didn't?
It's an amazing group. Like I love groups like, you know, these Earth, Wind & Fire. I love many different types of, you know, funk and 70s groups. Amazing to me. So I saw that Jeff, you know, had played guitar, and I was like, you know, you're just amazing. And I talked with him and I said, this is my vocals, here are my tracks, would you like to co-write something? And then he got back to me and he said, yes, I would. And it was the best thing I could hear. And I was amazed. And so we started writing. He's fantastic to work with. I really enjoyed doing tracks with him. We have a song that was played on radio called I Need You, and it's on YouTube. You can check that out. And yeah, he's so amazing to write with. Yeah.
Yeah. I have news for you. Jeff has just signed with a Soul Train to do an interview, and that will probably be in the next 2 weeks.
Oh, I'm excited. Yeah, that's great. I'm so glad.
Too. Yeah.
He's fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, that was also a big grab for me. And I jumped at the opportunity. But
I'm so happy to hear that. He's just so amazing. And you'll enjoy the interview with him. He's super great. He's so talented. He's so incredible as a person. And really, really enjoyed working with him. He's very easy to work with. Just fantastic. Really fantastic. And he follows through, and he's all of what a perfect, you know, songwriter should be.
Yeah. Jackie, just to end off, you know, we have so many, especially, I'm specifically talking about South Africa now, you know, where there maybe are not many opportunities. How would you motivate aspiring musicians, you know?
How would I, what? Sort of suggestions, you mean, would I have for aspiring musicians?
That might be, you know.
I would say definitely, you know, find the paths that where the music is welcoming, where the music is welcomed, where they love the music, this type of music, and find those paths where there's reciprocation. Because for me, like, I know that there's people, a lot of people love my music, but there's going to be people who are just not into my music. So I think it's about, you know, really spending time wisely to find the paths. It's very, you know, it's very hard to call everyone on the planet, right? So you have to pick and choose time during the day. We only have 24 hours in a day, so, you know, 7 days a week. So it's like important to spend time wisely where you feel the music's, you know, journey's going to be also lucrative as well as enjoyable, because something that is enjoyable is great, but, you know, also if you want to turn it into a business, you know, you need to find where it's going to be lucrative. And that's key, because I think depending on what, you know, someone wants to do, if, you know, they're going to combine it with merchandise, you know, that's a great way to do it, you know, see what people need, that sort of thing. It's a great way to go with in terms of the music industry, because, you know, music by itself, it's very, very difficult to make money as far as streams, in my opinion. But if you, you know, the way I'm doing it is working, you know, and the journey is working for me. But yeah, if people can do something and find their own journey with and the paths that are going to be lucrative for them and where they can be successful and get onto radio, get onto television, get onto, you know, have maybe hire a publicist or do your own publicity, or, you know, get some media attention, I think it makes a world of difference.
Yeah, especially with social media nowadays. I mean, you have TikTok and what YouTube and whatever. So advertise your own music, basically what you're saying.
Yeah, definitely find your own music, like what you enjoy doing, what's natural, what's genuine too. You know, I mean, I don't copy anyone. I do my own thing. You know, it's important, but write music that's your own, and find your own voice, find your own musical talents with writing what inspires you and what you feel that inspires you, and just put out great music. I think put out great music and people recognize great music.
Yeah, there's such a lot of other musicians that just copy and paste, and it's to me, it's not from your heart, you know, if you copy and paste somebody else's music.
Yeah, you know, Jackie.
Right, exactly.
I'm going to use an example now. One of my top 10 jazz tracks is a track by Boz Scaggs called Lowdown. And I haven't heard the song. This was a couple of years back. I haven't heard the song in a long time. And all of a sudden on the radio, I heard this. And I said to myself, goodness gracious me, Boz Scaggs, Lowdown. When last did I hear it? The next thing, somebody starts rapping. You know,
wow!
I was so
sometimes
disappointed.
You know, people, you know, then I'll hear something on the, you know, like, I don't know if it's a, you know, wherever I hear it in a store or something, or playing somewhere in a restaurant, and I hear like a track, and I'm a musician, so I can recognize actually if a bass line was already done by someone, I could recognize that.
Yeah.
So like sometimes I'm like, wow, so they either remade this or they just turned this into another song. Who knows, you know?
You have the ear for it.
Yes.
Jacqueline, you are a comedian, eh? Am I right? Okay. So I'm
going to... My spontaneity does me well.
I'm going to make fun of you now. In front of all your friends. That's listening.
That's okay. You should see some of the comedy gifts I put on Facebook.
You can put it on your ebook or whatever, wherever you want to put it. But I actually kept myself in from not laughing, because you said you have to find your own voice and something to that effect. And the strange thing is, when I played your music at home, I can't remember what the track was. And Lynn came into the room and she said, "But that sounds like Toni Braxton."
It sounds like what?
Toni Braxton.
You mean my vocals?
Yeah. Yes.
Wow. I did find my own, that is my own voice.
Sometimes you
I've listened to Toni Braxton.
Yeah. Sometimes you sound like Toni Braxton, sometimes like Aretha Franklin, sometimes it all depends.
Wow.
Really. It's you very good.
Thank you so much. That's a compliment. You know, I love Lisa Fisher, I love Toni Braxton, all that. But this is definitely like these are individuals that I've listened to definitely for sure. So I'm very influenced by Layla Hathaway, Toni Braxton, but it is in terms of my own sound, my own voice, I have my own voice, you know, but people have told me, they told me I sound like Patty Austin too.
Oh,
Yeah.
I mean, you have your own voice, but that those are all huge compliments.
Are huge compliments.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. And
thank you.
Lynn, I think you saw.
Yes. Jackie, what I want to ask you is, I forgot that, how can we get hold of your book? Is it the e-book? Is it Amazon? Or?
Oh, yeah. No, it's not on Amazon. Yeah. It's through PayPal on my website.
Yeah.
There are ways to pay for it on my website. And if you go to jackine.com, which is spelled JACQINE.com, there's no U in there, just JACQINE.com.
Okay.
People can go there and purchase the ebook, and it's a lot of fun. And I have 5-star reviews on Google Business Profile, so
sure.
The book doesn't disappoint. It doesn't disappoint. It's really fun, a fun experience for sure.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, that brings me actually to my last point, and that is exactly the same thing. Where can people listen to your music? Purchase your music, which platforms?
Yeah, absolutely. On my website, people can purchase my music, but also if they go to Amazon, my music is on Amazon.
Yeah.
So if they go to Amazon, if they go to many of the platforms, Spotify, like just different platforms, they can definitely download or stream, but Amazon has it, you know, the music itself. My ebook is not on Amazon, and the music from the ebook is not, but. Mm. As far as, you know, the other music, they can definitely go to Amazon and other platforms.
Okay, so that's Amazon, Spotify, Apple Music, those places.
Yep.
Okay. Jackie, you know, last, I don't know if you know a lady called Laura Fiji from the Netherlands, a jazz singer.
Never heard of her.
Okay. I nearly got into trouble when I ended the interview. It was nearly a divorce case because
oh, no.
You know, I try
yes or no.
I always try to, you know, music to me is a passion, you know. I love music, and I always try to associate a certain song or bring in a certain song, like our opening song, our introductory song was "Let Me Into Your World," you know, and that is what we have done now. You let us into your world, but now, I'm going to end off this chat. It wasn't an interview; it was just a chat, you know. And I'm going to end it off with a song called "We Connect," and the lyrics. I mean. I don't think I can say it on air. Everybody must listen to the lyrics.
I'm so glad. That was on my first album. My first album called New Direction it's on there. It's very upbeat, happy type of song, and it's about, you know, like finding someone that you connect with, that you know, that you feel a camaraderie with. You know, you get along, and it's that kind of song, yeah.
Yeah, and that's why I chose it, because I just felt that we connected.
Wow.
Jackie, thank you so much for your time. I know you have an appointment in just over 15 minutes' time. Wish you success with that. I wish you success on your career. I trust that it will
thank
go
you
from,
both so much.
From strength to strength. And
thank you.
Thank
you both, Lynn and
yes,
Neil. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Jackie. It was an honor to know you by voice. Really, it was.
Yeah, Lynn was always looking at me. Who are you talking to? What this and that and that? And then I said, don't you worry, you'll get your opportunity.
I appreciate you both. I really do.
Jackie,
thank you so much for having me.
Thank you,
Jackie.
So much. And may you be blessed beyond what you can imagine. Okay. Thanks.
Thanks
so much.
Thank you so much again. I appreciate your time too. Have a great day.
Yes, you too.
Enjoy your afternoon. Bye.